తమ్మపి మనుమపి సతి పుత్రమత్రస్వరూపం రూపం తస్యాగ్రజవరిపురిం మాధురిం గోష్ఠవాటిం రాధాకుండం గిరివరమహో రాధికా మాధవాసాం ప్రాప్తోజ్యస్య ప్రథితకృపయా సగురుం తం నమ్నతోసి వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో మహాబదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరతిసే గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయ తదాలయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ తవైవాస్మి న జీవామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞే రాధే తన్నయ మామ చర్పంతి. My millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Dev, Om Vishnu Vasi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami, and in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Vasi Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj too, or same millions of Dandat Pranam in his lotus feet. Now we should come. What we are going to explain, Raya Ramananda Sambhava. Where he took place on the bank of very sacred river Godavari in South India. So next evening, Raya Ramananda came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much waiting for him. to hear his answers. But you should know, Mahaprabhu is the endless ocean of love and affection. And especially at that time, because he has taken intrinsic mode, Madanakya Bhav also in him. So he was like an ocean of this subject. But Raya Ramananda, like a cloud. Ocean is what? Salty. And he, clouds are in the form of evaporation of that water. Very cold, smooth, sweet. And when she meet with any forest or mountain, favorable to melt, or they melt, and drops, shower coming. And then ocean again becomes Ratnakara, or full of jewels. So like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ocean of love and affection, and taking water of Swati Nakshatra, Swati constellation, and now he is realizing everything, and then he is now Ratnakara. Oh, so good, so high class of Siddhant of love and affection coming from. If there was no dialogue between them, oh, we could not have known all these things. So, we are going to explain more. One thing I want to clear you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hearing Sarvadharmana Parityajyamami Ekam Saranam Praya Antvam Sarvapapabhya Mokshaishya. He told that, oh, go on, this is external. What means? All the instructions of Gita are not like that external. Don't think. Because after this shloka, he gave a praman of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Here is the subject, Laukik Dharma, worldly religions which are called religion, but they are not religion. Nothing. They are not connected with soul religion. So he refused. Refused means he told external. But after this shloka, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, again it may come. Oh, what? Manmana Bhava, Madhavakto, Madhyaji, Maam Namaskuru, Maam Eva Satyamte, Pratijano Priyoshime. Oh, this is the abstract and essence of the whole Gita. For this, Mahaprabhu never told that, oh, this is also external. This is the mode of the gopis, Manmana Bhava. So, we should not think that all are external, our whole Gita is external. Not in this way. So, when he told that, why he told Sarvadharmana Pratyajya? Oh, there is no symptom of our transcendental, constitutional, any religion, any mode. So, he told it is. And then Prabhu kahe iho bhajya age kaha raya kahe gyan misha bhakti sarvasa siddha sadhu. You should know that there are three stages of bhakti. Arush siddha bhakti, sang siddha bhakti and sarup siddha bhakti. Sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pav sevan or sadhu sang namuk kirtan bhagavat sevan. These are sarup siddha bhakti. Now, where there is no Sarup Siddha Bhakti, there is no symptom of Sarup Siddha Bhakti. But even anyone can think that, oh, I have bhakti. And in karma or in jnana, he is doing arop.
Superimposing.
Imposing. That this is bhakti. Then it is called arup siddha bhakti. Really not bhakti. Jat karoshi, jat asnashi, jat juhoshi. These are like karma. But if fruit is given to Krishna or anyone, it may be somewhat related with bhakti. Then they may be called arup siddha bhakti. Otherwise not. Otherwise, they are karma. Where karma is prominent and bhakti is subordinate. Oh, these are karma. In Gita, it has been not told for that karma. Where bhakti is prominent, karma is like a subordinate. Oh, bhakti pradhan, karma.
Pradhani bhuta.
Oh, this is called here arup siddha. Otherwise, Gita has not told for that. Or general karmas. So it may be like 2, 3, 4, 5 kinds of karma, jnana, yoga, and others. In this last bhakti, what?
Sarup siddha.
Arup siddha. Arup siddha bhakti karma pradhan. Bhakti pradhan karma. Gyan pradhan karma bhakti. Like this. Understand? No. Very difficult. What is arup siddha? Yes, sir. And they are divided into three, especially. Karma Gyan Bhakti. Karma Gyan Jo.
Maga
If you want to understand the subject of Arup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and Swarup Siddha Bhakti, first of all, you have to know what is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. First, Swarup Siddha Bhakti refers to those activities which in and of themselves are composed entirely of the angas of bhakti, such as Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dashanam, Satyam, Atmanivedanam, or 64 angas of bhakti, beginning with Guru Parishraya, Diksha Guru Sevam, Satyam, Pratishiksha, Sadhu Maganukaman. Otherwise, five prominent forms of bhakti, Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavad Chaman, Mathura Vasa, Srimatira, Shadaya Sevan. So, when the activity itself is composed entirely of the angas of bhakti, this is called Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Now, a person may do other things which are not included within the angas of bhakti, but because he thinks he has a mood that I'm doing this for Krishna, therefore he calls this activity bhakti. Actually, the activity is not bhakti, but he is superimposing the name bhakti onto that activity. This is called an ekata bhav. Making one thing and saying that it is something else.
Like an example?
Example, one person, he's farming. So, among the angas of bhakti, farming has not been mentioned. Sharanam, Ketanam, Vishnu Smaranam, farming, Vachanam, not that.
No. Like a man, any devotee started a school. Or to start a school is karma. But in that school, we will teach bhakti. Then it may be connected and that can be taught. Otherwise not. Cow sheds. Cow sheds? Like a planting of garden. That some fruit will come and we will give to Krishna. So these are examples.
These are examples of Arup Siddha Bhakti. The activity itself is not among angas of bhakti, but because you're offering the result to Krishna and we call it bhakti, it's called Arup Siddha Bhakti. So this Arup Siddha Bhakti, it may be have a predominance of jnana, otherwise may have predominance of karma or predominance of yoga. So when there is a predominance of the karma and one is trying to do bhakti, then this is called the karma padan padani bhuta bhakti. Karma padan padani bhuta bhakti. And Srila Gurudev was saying, conversely, if one is doing some karma, but there's a predominance of bhakti in his activity, then it's called bhakti padani bhuta karma. Huh? Is it clear now?
Yes. Thank you. Oh. Then Raya told Jnana Mishra about this. We have explained something. What is Jnana Pradana? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kanchati Sama Sarvesh Bhuteshi Mad Bhaktim Lavate Ibra. Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, he can explain.
Right.
No. You.
So in this sequence of questions and answers, actually, Sarva Sajasar is repeated time and time again. All perfection, Sar essence. So what we're trying to arrive at, where Lord Chaitanya is leading us and Ramananda Roy is helping us to arrive at, is Bhakti Sar, the essence of devotion. So we're still not there yet.
We're close.
So in this verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Krishna is saying, the one who has attained this level of Brahma Bhuta, or Brahman realization, he's very happy. And Sochati Nakankshati, he neither laments nor hankers for anything. Sarva-samuk-sarveshu-bhuteshu. He sees all living entities equally as parts and parcels of the Supreme. And
what?
He sees all living entities equally as parts and parcels of the
Absolute. Never, never like that. Go on, but something wrong. Try to control. Go on.
Madhvaktim Lavate Param.
Oh, after finishing Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma, all, then Parabhakti may come and then he will think that all are part and parcel. Otherwise not. But you are telling in this stage, it is wrong.
You must see all jivas, everyone is Brahma. Savam Kavidam Brahma.
Yes, that is.
And when you come in good association, by influence of association,
so that's what's missing in this book.
Like Madhav Maharaj association, they will come.
So we'll have your association.
So I said, please in Mayavadi.
You explain this one. Yeah. Don't be wrong. That is why he told that I don't know.
Right? Very clever.
He's intelligent.
But now I will never forget this lesson.
One.
In the stage of Brahma, Bhuta, Prasannatma.
Why you became late? I will chastise you.
Thank you.
If you are becoming late again, that I will tell that you should be out of room. No, don't be late. I want that all devotees should come before me here. They should be present. Then I will be here.
In the stage of Brahma, Bhuta, Prasannatma, the aspiring spiritualist understands...
What you told?
He's aspiring to be a...
From beginning.
In the stage of Brahma, Bhuta, Prasannatma.
No. Brahma, Bhuta, only this stage. Then he became happy, prasanna. Otherwise not.
I thought we were discussing the verse, Brahma, Bhuta, Prasannatma, Sitna, Sochitin, Kamsitin.
First tell Brahma Bhuta.
Brahma Bhuta is the understanding that the living entities are not distinguished on the basis of the body, but everyone is spirit. There's a defect or an imperfection in the person who's on the stage of Brahma Bhuta in the sense that he does not realize that the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Brahman.
No, that I don't want. Oh, you should explain this meaning of this issue.
When a person transcends the bodily platform and comes to understand that he's spirit, then he's free from. Then he becomes free from the desires and anxieties of the body.
Why?
And he becomes equal.
Why?
Because he's not identifying with the body.
Oh, at that time he thinks that I am not this body. And he thinks that I should not do any worldly desire. Even not anything else from this world, any desire I don't want. Because Atma and Paramatma are same. Or Bhagavan are same. And we are Brahma. If we are Brahma, then why any desire? No desire at all. And if no desire, then he will be happy. And then, no sochati, you don't want anything worldly thing. Never, no desire of worldly. Anything. And no kangshati. And if anything is with them and it goes away, oh, never sochati.
Never lament.
Never lament. Because they think that I am Brahma. No need of all that thing. Shama sarva is bhutesh. Shama. Because all are Brahma. No difference. Shamaha, automatically. Oh, this cow, elephant, trees, creepers, all are Brahma. So all are like equal. Huh? If they are like so, but not offending any devotees are Srimad Bhagavatam. And they come in the association of high class of Vaishnava. And by their association, they may be changed. Because they have not done any offense. And that is why, Osadhu Sangh can purify their hearts. And then he will have bhakti, and after that he will have para-bhakti.
Like Vaishnava Dasin Jaiva Dharma.
Like this. Like Vaishnava Das Babaji from Varanasi. He was very learned person, and he has up to, came up to, what? First Hansa, Paramahansa, crossed. And now, he was thinking, Aham Brahma, Aham Brahma, Aham Brahma. Like this. But when he saw a devotee running down on the earth, weeping bitterly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. At once a flashing light, a mood came, and he became extraordinarily happy. For a moment, by seeing how he is happy and rolling down, in what a state, evang brata prapriya nama kritya, anurago dijitya uchyai, hasaptathoro datiro, gayat unumadva. Sometimes playing with Krishna, very happy. Sometimes some separation, and he is rolling down. Oh, Krishna, where? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Rolling down. This is the stage of Mahabhagavata. So, he saw that Vaishnava Das, at that time he was Mayavadi. And for a moment, like flashing, it came. Oh, how happy is he? That for a moment I realized that association. And for searching, he came to Vrindavan and went to Navadvip, and he had this Sangha of Babaji Maharaj.
So Gurudev, until he gets that association, he can't have Prasannatma then. When he's just Brahma Bhuta, when he realizes that the soul...
He's telling a man from beginning if he's not Brahma Bhuta, not Prasanna. But he, from beginning, he was Karmi, and from Karmi he became Tattva-jnani. He can have this mood without going to that extreme. It is not necessary that he should come in this stage. Before that, he was like Bilva Mangal, attached to that lady, very bad thing. Lust was there, anarth were there, but he had not offended anybody. So, if anyone in that stage will have association, before this stage comes, from there he can go. What stages here have been explained. From any stage, anyone can go to that by association, higher system. He can have a greed for Krishna like Gopi.
But a Mayavadi, Brahma Bhuta cannot have any presence.
Or they can have if they have not offended anyone.
So, isn't it that Mayavadis, that they make offense to Bhakti? Because they're thinking...
That I told. That I'm telling. That may be Mayavadi no harm. That aham brahmasmi. Aham brahmasmi. In any way we are like aham brahmasmi. Aham brahma, it is all right. Tattvamasi, it is all right. This is not fault. If they have not offended any Vaishnava, Gita, Bhagavat, and all epics, and Vaishnava, oh, from that stage, oh, if they are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam by any high class of Vaishnava in their association, they may be give up all these things, and very soon, because their heart is not attached with worldly things, so very soon they will have parabhakti. Vishnunath Chakravarti Thakur has given an example. There was a heap of mustard oil seed, like yellow, very heap, and a gold, round particle, yellow also there, or same like form like yellow oil seed.
Same color.
It was mixed. But only one that was. If there is a fire in that heap of that mustard oil seed, very soon all will burn. But that gold, it will remain. And if air comes, wind comes, all will
ashes.
And only that will be glittering.
Gold.
So if anyone has not done any offense in the Lord's feet of Bhakti Devi or Gita, Bhagavata, Ramayana, Puran, and not offended any Vaishnava in any way, not criticized, that then Mayavadi that, if he will associate and serve any high class of devotee, like Sarvabhaum, the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Prakash Ananda Saraswati, in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like so many in the association of Rupa and Sanatana. So it is so. We should try to understand.
Sannyasi Thakur told Babaji Maharaj that I'm not happy thinking that aham brahmasmi.
I was not happy.
Yeah. So prasanatma doesn't come until one gets that good association then.
Happiness. Well, I'm asking, when someone is Brahma-Bhuta, then being Brahma-Bhuta, then are they prasanatma? Can they be referred to as prasanatma?
No, she said no prasanatma.
Yes. Is Brahma-Bhuta, means there are six symptoms for that Brahma-Bhuta. Janma, Maran, Astitva.
Jayate Asti Vardhate.
Naitana. For anything he is not lamenting. And worldly any desire he has not. All are Brahma. Myself is Brahma. That person can be happy. Otherwise, no. If a person like this, and he is he is fortunate to have a good association of bhakta. Then, parabhakti may come creature. This is this.
She's saying Sannyasi Thakur was not prasanatma.
Before he was. Because he never wanted any worldly desire. He was prasanatma, sama sarvesu bhuteshu, na sochati, na kankshati.
He was. He was in state of paramahamsa.
He had no comparison.
Yes.
When he saw Vaishnava, then there was comparison. Yeah. Then he thought, I'm really not happy.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, comparison. I was thinking that I'm happy now. But I think that that stage was my wrong thing.
Misconception.
Then, Prabhu kahe, iho bhajya. Mahaprabhu told what has been told in Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasadanatma. Why? It is external because bhakti was not there, parabhakti will come. So it is
external.
What I told Prabhu?
Said you can go higher than this. What you said is external because there's no devotional service to Krishna Godhead. It's on a personal level.
Yo. Sit down, easy.
on the stage of Brahma Bhuta or this Gyan Mishra Bhakti, there is no bhakti, directly bhakti. It's covered by Gyan. Therefore, it is external.
Can you? What I told? You are not here? Why Mahaprabhu told it?
External. Because there is no bhakti there.
Oh, something bhakti was there. Bhakti. Not pure bhakti. Bhakti.
Parabhakti was.
What do you want?
Without sadhu sangha, this verse cannot be completed. He cannot get parabhakti until he comes in. So because that's still left out, we have to go further.
Yes.
So we're not complete yet.
And there is no really pure bhakti.
That stage of Brahma Bhuta.
The mustard seeds are burned.
Like karma and gyan and yoga and all.
This is all mustard seeds.
They will.
And what is burning it?
Sadhu sangha.
I thought sadhu sangha was the breeze. That's
same thing.
Both.
Burn or breeze.
Where there is burning, automatically come. Automatically.
The code is parabhakti.
Can we say that this Brahmabhutra is external? Because you are mentioning how there's no necessity that you have to go through this stage.
Yes.
From karma you can go to bhakti, from the yoga you can go to bhakti.
Bhaktapasya you can go. Uh-huh. Or from, if you are lusty, you are so much having that, desiring akama, moksha kama. This is praman for that. From any stage, by sadhu sangha, anyone can go to higher stage.
So no need for mukti first and then bhakti.
No. Mukti will come first automatically. No need of doing anything, effort for that. Then, Mahaprabhu told that you should go on. Yo bahiyo. Then he told, Jnana sunna bhakti. Here told, bhakti mixed with jnana. First he told, bhakti mixed with karma. And Mahaprabhu told them both external. Then he told him, Jnana sunna bhakti is sadhya sar. What is that? Gyan Sunya Bhakti is not sadhya. It is a process.
Right.
But what is sadhya? We'll have to think. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Samaj raha hai? This is a process. Gyan Sunya Bhakti. Anya Vilasita Sunyam Lai. This is not sadhya. This is process. But what is sadhya here? What is sadhya? That is like prema bhakti. It may be. Sadhya sar. By this bhakti, jnana sunya bhakti, we can attain pure bhakti. This is the
process.
And what is that pure bhakti? Anya vilashita sunyam, jnana karma adi anabhutam, ankulena. But first stage, not higher stage. By this bhakti, he can attain parvyom bhakti. Vaikuntha gat prem. Service of Narayan. This is the highest thing that we can attain by that. Then, he is giving example. Jnani prayasam dupasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam thane sthita sutigatam tanumam manomri ye prayasu ajita jito api hatai tainokyam. Oh, now where he has done?
Oh,
go on. Don't fear that I will tell wrong. I know that you are not perfect. I know. But it's still wrong. Don't fear that I will ride on horse and I will fall down. It may be that you are fell down. You are not expert.
So this verse, Ayam Ayasham to the passive Manti Yiva, Yivanti San Karitam Bhavati Ayatam. Stane Sita Ashuti Kutam Tan Van Manu Vir, Ye Paraso. That one should give up this speculative knowledge. So, previously Gurudev has explained that you have the highest, the satya that one can achieve, the satya that one can achieve is to achieve Vaikuntha. So, it's explained that there are three goals that one may achieve. Tat Paratha Gyan, where one realizes this Supreme Personality of Godhead. Twam Paratha Gyan, where one realizes that one is an insignificant servant of the Supreme Lord. And the other, which is rejected, is merging into the Supreme Lord. So, here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is saying that, oh, go further, but something is okay here. What is okay? Stanesita shuti katam tanban manubir. That at this point, the devotees have the opportunity to do sadhu sangha. And by this sadhu sangha, then bhakti will come. It's stated, bhakti stu bhagavat bhakta sangena parijayate. Satsanga prakritya pumbir sukriti purvasanchatai. That how bhakti will come? Bhakti will come by sadhu sangha. So at this point, one is starting to enter into the realm of Shuddha Bhakti by having sadhu sangha. So, for this reason, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is starting to accept this as not being external, because by sadhu sangha, and only by sadhu sangha, really one can enter into bhakti.
What more?
This verse comes from Lord Brahma's statements to Krishna in his prayers from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here Lord Brahma is stating that one should give up the hard endeavor of jnana and hear from the pure devotees about the Supreme Lord. But there are two types of jnana. One type of jnana is practiced by a jnani, as Srila Gurudev was explaining before. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. I am that supreme. I am the whole Brahma. So that jnana has to be rejected. But there's another type of jnana, and there's another type of jnani, and that is a jnani bhakta. The jnani bhakta is not an offender like the Mayavadi, who thinks that he's God, but he believes that. He believes in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhishma is a jnani bhakta. He believes in Dwarkadish as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj believes in Lord Nrisimhadeva as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why does Lord Brahma say that one has to give up even this kind of jnana? Because in the heart of a jnani bhakta, he thinks that the Supreme Bhagavan is the cause of all causes, he's the source of innumerable universes, and therefore, because he's everywhere and everything, he's complete, so he never gets hungry or thirsty or tired, and therefore there's no need to serve him or give him water or fan him. So there's a wall between that jnani bhakta and Bhagavan himself, either Krishna or Narayan. Prahlad's service to the Lord was cut because of his knowledge of the Lord's opulence. So there's Aishwarya Bhakti as a Jnani Bhakta, and then there's Madhurya Bhakti. So Lord Brahma is inviting by his prayer that one should even gradually give up this conception of Krishna is God and should gradually develop greed to follow one of the residents of Goloka Vrindavan who accept Krishna as their son, like Mother Yasoda, who thinks that if I don't feed Krishna, he'll die. So following, by hearing the sweet pastimes, remaining in one's own position and hearing the sweet pastimes of the Lord from a pure devotee and gradually understanding his own particular position as a particular kind of servant, he develops greed to follow one of the inhabitants of Braj.
Thank you. Can you assent? No. Bejar devotee. You should stand up and tell what she told you. Essence.
Shri Giri was explaining that there are two kinds of jnanis. One jnani, he is thinking he has the knowledge, oh, I am Brahma, aham Brahmasmi. And he's thinking everything is one. And then the second type of jnani, he is thinking like Prahlad Maharaj. He has knowledge that Lord Nrisimhadeva is Bhagavan. So when Lord Nrisimhadeva came, he didn't think, oh, what, my Prabhu needs water or he's tired. What can I do to serve him? He's thinking, oh, he's Bhagavan. He doesn't need anything. And he just would offer prayers. Sorry.
Thank you. Jnani Prayasho Pavasam. Oh, give up even a very minute prayas.
Endeavor.
From Gyan. For Gyan. Give up. Even the Tattva Gyan. Don't do anything.
Knowledge of established truth. Knowledge of the established truth.
That I am a part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Lord. He is Lord of Lords, having so much affluence. Don't think and don't do anything. A very many
endeavor.
Don't do. What do? Jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiya vartam namanta eva sthane sthita. Always here. Sanmukharitam Bhartha. What Bhartha? Of Krishna. Tattva Gyan and early, everything will come in that Harikatha. Oh, Krishna is very humble. And he is coming to Mother Yashoda. But he has told something to his government, anything. And Yashoda Maya, what did? Oh, be far away. Otherwise, I will give a slap. And then Krishna was weeping, Mother, 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 Mother. I am very hungry. I want some milk. And Yashoda was created. Don't come. I will.
I shall not take this. You on my lap. I shall give you a slap.
You are a very dirty boy and naughty boy. This Harikatha. Tattva Gyan and everything is there. It is above Tattva Gyan. Moreover, Krishna apologizing mode, taking his flute and
peacock feather,
giving it in the Lord's feet of Radhika. Apologizing. Oh, please, must be merciful. From today, I am promising I will not do any offense in your lotus feet. What is there? How high class of? Then gopis are telling that keep your head on the lotus feet of Radhika and promise and write a signature, give a signature. I will not do. What is this?
Oh, high class of this.
Bhavadiya Vartam. These are Bhavadiya Vartam. What has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, Gopi Geet, Venu Geet, Bansi,
Brahmar
Geet,
Venu Geet, Jugal Geet, Pranay Geet.
Oh, these are Geet means Bata. Geet means what is meaning of Geet? Geet means dialogues.
Dialogues.
So many dialogues. So this is, if anyone hearing all these things, no need of knowing that who am I yet. All will come automatically, all kinds of. The Gyan may come. But we are doing here, getting Tattva Gyan. But, oh, in Madhur Harikatha. So all are included in Bhavadiya Vartan. So if anyone doing Namaskar to the where Harikatha is going, Thane, or to Bhakta,
speaker,
and
audience,
and who is managing everything, doing pranam to all, and hearing, oh, Harikatha, like serving. Don't hear Harikatha, never. What you do?
Serve Harikatha.
Harikatha. Don't take prasadam, eat.
Don't eat
prasadam. Or you should serve prasadam. Don't chant Harinam. You should serve Harinam. All these serving mood should be there.
Then Sevan Mukho Hi Jivado.
Sevan Mukho Hi Jivado. Oh, automatically everything. Your mood should be that I should serve Vaishnava, I should serve Mahaprasadam, I should serve Harikatha, I should serve chanting Harinam. So always. Then what will be? Sthane sthita. Though he is our family life maintaining. He owes his grihastha. He may be a brahmachari, banprasthi, or he may be renounce order sannyasi. No harm. Where he is in Western countries, anywhere in New York or Newark, or he is in Washington. Anywhere, either he is in Africa or Nigeria or any place, or India, anywhere. Sthane sthita, tanvang manobhi, he is doing pranam to all and hearing Harikatha, this class of that. Then, what? Prayasho Ajit, he can control Krishna, though he is not controlled anywhere. But he will be controlled. You know? Any example of this? Oh. You know Bilva Mangal? Chintamani? He was doing that as well.
Chintamani Jayati Samagiri Guru.
And so many things he was. And Krishna what doing? Oh, like giving him and following him. Like that. And that class of bhakti very easily will come. Mahaprabhu, oh yes, he told.
It may be.
He was not satisfied. In what mood he told? Kya kata hai? Garrajin?
Indifferent mood.
He told that it is all right. Not right. It is somewhat. But go on. Why he was not satisfied? Oh, Mahaprabhu wanted to hear so many high class of Harikatha. Here, I think no test. There is no test. Only Nishtha is there. In the stage of Nishtha, he is hearing all these things. But really, when a test will come, no fear at all. We should try to reach in the stage of Ruchi. Oh, it is always fear from Nishtha to go down where there is no Sadhu Sangha. But when Ruchi will come, oh, that class of bhakti are now what? Nirbhaya.
Fearless.
Somewhat. Somewhat, not fully. There is fear up till a stage of first stage of rati. And if rati is full, no. Then murchi.
Murchit kasai.
So here is telling Jito or Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Iho hai aage kaha aad. Then Raya kahe, Prima bhakti sarva shabdhyasa.
Puri deta paap kore chilen, tonu bang mano bhi samandha.
Bolo.
Puri deta han paap kore chilen, eta. Okhane tonu bang mano bhi samandha ni bhyakha kata kye bole chilen, ye tonu dara pranam. Bakya dara, বক্তা শ্রোতা আর যার ব্যবস্থা সবকে প্রণাম করা এবং প্রশংসা করা আর মনোভি বলতে মনের দ্বারা যে সব সুন্দর চিন্তন করা যে ব্যাখ্যা করেছিলেন তারপরে আরেকটা বলেছিলেন এখানে
ওর ইউ শুড স্পিক সামথিং দ্যাট আই ডোন্ট রিমেম্বার অল দিস থিংস হোয়াট ফেয়ার হোয়াট আই সো মেনি থিংস গুড ইজ এক্সপ্লেনেশন আই হ্যাভ গিভেন হিয়ার এন্ড দেয়ার
হারিবো
ফর ইন্ডিয়ান্স And high class of devotees in Hindi and Bangla. I can tell so many things fluently. But for English, my language is lame. I cannot. There I told in Bengali perhaps or Hindi.
So before Kartik, in Purushottam month, Jagannath Puri Srila Gurudev explained same Ramananda Rai Sangbad. Then Gurudev explained that
for 15 days you are all?
Yes. That we have to give up also Tattva Gyan, means Krishna is Supreme Personality, Godhead, have to give up all this idea, otherwise you could not advance in Krishna consciousness. So Srila Jiva Goswami Pada also explained in Bhakti Sandarbha that you have to give up to earn so much Tattva Gyan, otherwise you will be derailed from enter to Prema Bhakti. So Jiva Goswami have given some example in Bhakti Sandarbha. After the Gurudev told that Bhavadiya Bhaktam, then Gurudev explained about Tasmin Man Mukharita Madhuvi Charitra. In this circumstance, Gurudev told that whenever the devotee will explain Krishna Katha, then Krishna will come somehow or other in some way to hear the Sari Katha. Then Gurudev gave example like Ter Kadamba. Sriman Srila Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami Pada, they are discussing each other Krishna Katha. Then even Srimati Radha Thakurani could not check herself. She came in disguise of a village girl and asked them, Oh Baba, you are talking Hari Katha, so you have no time. So my mother has sent some milk and some sugar and rice.
Why she told like that?
Because they are discussing about Radha Thakurani and Krishna, they are glorifying Srimati Radha Thakurani.
Because she came to hear what they were.
Yes, this is the pretend.
And she was pretend. They may think that why this village girl has.
Yes. Yes.
So she is making pretending. A tree.
Yes, excuse.
Oh, Baba, this have you taken
this? Is her excuse. So this was her excuse. Oh, Baba.
Very sweet past times I told there.
Yes.
In English, I cannot.
And like Madhavendra Puripada is chanting Harinam, Krishna could not check himself. He came to give him darshan. And for Billa Mangal also, Radha and Krishna both came there. Krishna told Srimati Radhika, don't advance, otherwise the blind person will catch you. Radhika told, oh, he is blind. How he can touch me? And said, don't think about this. Who is blind and very expert about sound? Hearing sound, they can understand blind one, how far you are. In one hand, Krishna is telling Radhika this thing. Other hand, is inspiring Billa Mangal. Be ready. Radhika is coming nearer to you. When Radhika came closer, he said, don't go. You are near, about his reach. Then Billa Mangal is ready. When she came more nearer, then Billa Mangal touched his lotus feet. Then He said, I told you, don't go further. Now you are suffering. What is the result? Then the other said, what do you want? Please give me up, give up, give up. Well, no. What do you want? Please, I want that my eye will come back again. Then they put their lotus hand, then Billongal's eye came out. Then Billongal, not living yet. What do you want? Please make me blind again. Why? Billongal told, by which eyes I have seen the beauty of both of you. I don't want to see anything in this world anymore. So make me blind, please. So then make him blind again. Like this Gurudev told, if you do Tirtha Parjatan, means you are wandering Tirtha here and there, like Kedarnath, Badrinath, Ganga Sagar, you could not get so much. So what to do? You have to listen Hari Katha. Then Gurudev explained about Tanu Bang Manobhi. Tanu means body. By body you have to do pranam to speaker, audiences, and the manager who is managing all this thing. And Tanu Bang means by speech. What you will do by speech? What Harikatha you have heard from them? You have to praise them. Oh, this is very good arrangement.
Speaker, my life nice. Has been successful by hearing.
My life being successful hearing this Harikatha. I never heard such good Harikatha. I never heard so sweet Harikatha. Never get this such good audience. I never meet this such speaker. And Manobhi means by mind. Which Harikatha you have heard from Guru and Vaishnava, you have to meditate time to time.
Tantra, always. Like.
Always have to meditate. Then actually you can enter in Krishna realm. Gurudev explained by this in Jagannath Puri.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
First was Gyan Shunya Bhakti. And here, Raya Ramananda, Mahaprabhu told, Raya Ramananda told, Prem Bhakti. Oh, there are so much thought difference in Jnana Shunya Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. Jnana Shunya Bhakti, it may be that there is no love and affection. Jnana Shunya Bhakti. That it, oh, we have no taste. We have so many paraphernalia. And we are worshipping. But heart is not there. This is Gyan Shunya. And if love and affection is full there, there is something lacking in your archan even, noho. If you are totally stopped your archan even, noho. If you are remembering pastimes of Krishna, understand? If you are not doing archan, not doing other things, but you are hearing and remembering, you stopped what?
Archan. Archan, other things of bhakti.
So, here he is telling of prema bhakti sarva sadhya sar. What is the meaning? Nanu pachar kitapu janam artabando. Prem naiva bhakta hridayam sukha vidyutam. Javat chudhan ticha jarthare jartha vivas. Tavat sukhaya bhavato nan bhakti. Oh, you.
Now, see, Raya Ramananda, he's giving a suggestion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Prema Bhakti. This verse we can find in, it has been compiled in the Padyavali of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. He's saying here that Nanopachara Krita Pujana Atavandu, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's called Atavandu, the friend of those who are Atta, that means distressed, those who feel distressed. But this verse specifically is saying, Prem naiva bhaktaridayam sukha vidyatam shat. The devotee who has prem, premaiva. The devotee who has prem, he is doing puja, he is worshipping. How? Nanopachara krita pujanam. by many different types of paraphernalia. But he's feeling some distress. What is that distress? Oh, Krishna, if you will not accept my offering, well, then I will die. He has love, and he wants that Krishna will accept his offering so much. Now, ordinarily, people will think that Supreme Personality of Godhead is Atmaraman Aptakam. All of his desires are fulfilled. He has no hunger, no thirst. So why would Krishna accept any offering? If you're not hungry, then there'll be no pleasure in your eating. So similarly, if Supreme Lord is Atmaram, self-satisfied, why should he accept anyone's offering? So here in this verse, Rai Ramananda, he's explaining that when the devotee has prema and he's feeling some distress, oh Krishna, please accept my offering, then the love of the devotee causes a hunger and a thirst in Krishna. And therefore, because now Krishna has hunger and thirst, he will come, he will accept that offering in order to pacify the heart of the devotee who's feeling distress. And upon tasting those offerings, even though it seems like ordinary paraphernalia, anyway, Krishna's coming and he's tasting that and he relishes and he enjoys happiness in that. Why? Because the prema in the heart of the devotee has created a great hunger in him. So the example is given of Vidurani. When Krishna came to the house of Vidura, then Vidurani, she was in so much ecstasy. She was making bananas and peeling them, throwing the bananas away by accident and giving Krishna the peel. Then Krishna was taking the peel. Now, banana peel is not very delicious. But for Krishna, this peel was so tasty. He was hungry. When he saw the peel, some water was coming on his tongue. Why was this hunger coming in him? Because Vidurani had so much love. Vidura wanted to check her. Hey, what are you doing? But Krishna, shh, don't say anything. Why? Because she will be in pain, thinking that her service is not perfect service. So Krishna, he's not eager to taste your different types of paraphernalia. Nano pachara krita bhujanam ata bandhu. In Archan, there are 16 types of paraphernalia, such as giving a seat and bathing the feet, giving argya, madhuparka, oils, and many types of offerings. 16 types of paraphernalia. Is Krishna greedy for this? No, he'll have no taste at all. But if someone has praying, they're offering, feeling some distress in their heart is melting with love for Krishna, then all of a sudden, all of those preparations become very, very attractive and tasty to Krishna, and he wants to take them. So this is the essence of this verse spoken by Rai Ramananda.
So, in Jagannath Puri, Srila Gurudev told that Krishna went to Duryodhan for make some compromise to give 5 village to Pandavas. When Krishna arrived there, Duryodhan arranged one air-conditioned room. All facilities were there.
That house was golden.
Yes, golden palace. So Krishna told, and Duryodhan offered so many food stuff. Krishna told, I am not hungry. I am Atmaram Aptakam, so I no need to take anything. In 3 condition you can eat anywhere, Krishna told to Duryodhan. First one, if you even come to serve any purpose, if that purpose serve, then you can eat. Krishna told, I came for compromise, so compromise is not possible, so I could not eat.
So I will not.
So I will not eat. Then Krishna gives second example. If there is any purpose serve or not, but if I have love between you and me, then I can take. So there is no love between you and me, so I could not eat anything in your royal palace.
I will not take.
So I will not take anything in your royal palace.
And
third one, Krishna told, if you are hungry, then you can take. But I am not hungry at all because I am Atmaram and Aptakam. So I am beyond hunger and thirst, so I could not take. Then Krishna came to Vidurani's house and he ate the banana peel. Then Gurudev told that Bhagavan is so controlled by bhakti, by devotee. Bhakti drabha prabhu kari kari khai, abhakti drabha prabhu ulati na chai. If devotee don't want to give, Bhagavan will take by force. No, I want this.
Quarreling.
And quarreling, like Mahaprabhu quarreled with Sridhar Kalabecha. Sridhar told he could not go, there are so many businessmen. I am very poor Brahmin. I only buy this worship Ganga Devi. this and that. Well, no, you want this, by force you'll take. The Gurudev gave all these examples in Jagannath Puri.
Hare
Krishna.
Oh, that is one thing. हम लोग भूखे हैं.
We are hungry.
तो उस समय में साधारण एक शाक भी, एक साधारण द्रव्य भी, सत्तु भी, एक चना भी बहुत अच्छा स्वादिष्ट लगेगा. और यदि भूख नहीं है तो इंद्र का भोग भी, रसगुल्ला, पांतुआ भी, अमृत भी अच्छा नहीं लगेगा. इसलिए भूख की जरूरत है.
When one is feeling hungry, at that time, whatever meal is available, any ordinary kind, maybe any spinach or even grounded chickpea with no salt, it's very delicious because of the hunger or appetite. And conversely, when one is not hungry, then even if one is provided with delicious sweets, rasgullas, or even nectar, then one really does not enjoy it, or that food is not tasted so deliciously because of lack of hunger.
किसी युद्ध में एक आदमी घायल हो गया.
In a battlefield, one person was injured.
और उस समय में वो पानी के लिए तरस रहा था, एक बूंद पानी के लिए भी.
At that point, he was struggling and desiring to have a drop of water.
एक आदमी ने कहा, जी हमारे पास में पानी है, तुम्हारे पास में जितने रुपए हैं, जितना संपत्ति है, सब देवत है, एक ड्रॉप हम पानी दे. उसमें पानी का मूल्य कितना है, यस इस चीज को समझो.
A person close by, he told, I'll give you 2 drops of water if you give me all your possession, all your wealth, all your money.
Even he can give his whole kingdom, his whole life. He can give his wife also. Offer.
Drop of water.
But if he is not thirsty, there is no mulya of very sweet and cold water too. So here, you should think, so many paraphernalia are there. You are worshipping. अपने अनुष्ठान के लिए ही केवल कर रहे हो. हमको करना है, इसलिए हमको ये करना चाहिए, पानी और फूल, जनेऊ और सब चीजों को ले आया और वो पूजा कर रहा है, अर्चन कर रहा है. मन कहीं दूसरी जगह हो सकता है. माइंड इज एनीथिंग एवरीवेयर, एनीथिंग एल्स एंड डूइंग. ओह कृष्ण विल नॉट एक्सेप्ट दैट. क्या
वन मे बी परफॉर्मिंग वर्शिप जस्ट फॉर द सेक ऑफ
यू आर ऑल लाइक डूइंग
or engaging in performing the limbs of bhakti just for doing sake, but not really he wants to do it.
Or like water in what battlefield?
Then Krishna will not accept that offering because he is only hungry for the love or the inspiration of that devotee, and which is not present there.
But one thing is here. यहाँ जो ठाकुर के प्रति प्रेम जिसका है, भूख है, उसको तो बहुत ही आस्वादनीय होगा. किंतु यहाँ पर है, नानोपचार कृत आत्म उन बंधु प्रेम नहीं भक्त हृदय
विद्रुतं सर सुकृतं.
तो हियर व्हाट इज टोल्ड, किसका हृदय?
डिवोटीज हृदय.
डिवोटीज. बट यू आर डूइंग अर्चन टू कृष्ण, द कृष्ण शुड बी हैप्पी. व्हाई ही हियर आई ही टोल्ड दैट भक्त हृदय विद्रुतम स्यात्. Why it has been told? Understand the question? तुम समझा? अर्चन तो हम कर रहे हैं कृष्ण के लिए, जो कृष्ण प्रसन्न हो. तो कृष्ण को प्रसन्न होना चाहिए. तो कृष्ण को भूख है क्या? कृष्ण को तो कभी भूख नहीं है. ये तुम हमारा अर्चन करो, हमको ये करो, हमको अपना प्रेम करो, लव करो, ये तो है नहीं. तो उदाहरण ये ठीक नहीं लगता, किंतु फिर भी ये ठीक है. कैसे ठीक है बता रहे.
So, Shri Gurudev is bringing up a very nice point in this verse. It is said in this word that the devotee, he feels pleasure or happiness. But what is actually happening when one is engaging in worshipping Krishna?
Try to go deep.
then you can understand. Otherwise, you cannot touch. Very, very high thing. So, my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he never explained all these things there because they were in primary state.
Neophyte.
They cannot understand. But I want to give all explanation. Now you are from what?
Mature. And sincere.
Now you can. But not all. Very rare life. And you should try to be among rare.
So, the devotee who is performing worship, he has the need to do it. So that is why, in result, he is feeling some happiness. But actual worship is performed for Krishna. So Krishna should be happy. But Krishna is Atmaram, Aptakam, self-satisfied. He doesn't need
Is he hungry for that your worship. Archan? Does he want?
No.
You are doing or not, he has nothing to do.
So then the question is that how this verse is actually correct, and that we will
know. Oh, you should know. If Mother Yashoda thinks that my child is so hungry, and he gives his breast milk, then Krishna also feeling so much hungry, otherwise he will never. Where there is will of Bhakta, the will of Krishna comes. If no will of Bhakta,
reciprocation.
So when all this bhakta thinks, oh, Krishna is hungry, I should give something. He is thirsty, I should give water. All the peripheral area. Then, Krishna becomes so hungry and thirsty. He wants that bhakta should be. You know, in Ram Lila, Rama was going in the forest. And he became thirsty, very hungry. And he went. There were so many Rishi Maharshis, millions of there here. But he never went there. Because for them, he is thirsty.
Not hungry.
He was not hungry.
For them, is
because devotee, Sabari, of low class, like Pulindi, and old lady. And she was waiting from long, long time that Ram will come. And that is why he became hungry and went right to her home. Not anywhere. Because she was hungry. What hungry?
When Ram will come. When come. Every day.
But if this stage is that, then Krishna also becomes like that. And then Krishna becomes happy and this class of devotee also becomes satisfied. If no prem, he doing archan, is he offering anything to Krishna, he will not take. Same thing to Guru. Guru is not hungry. He don't want anything. He wants that you should be a high class of devotee to realize all this. And if you think, I must serve my Gurudev, my Shiksha Guru, and then he will have, what you have brought? I wanted this thing from long time. I like this. He will tell. And he will show that he is very, very happy by this donation. I was thinking, I have not taken from long time this shock, this chapati, or this garland, or anything. So there must be some love and affection, then he will accept. But something is lacking here also. So he is telling. Iho hoy. This is first and second shlok he told. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati Kriyatam Jadi Labhyate Tatra Lauljam Api Mulyame Kalam.
এখানে বলছেন আপনি যেমন যশোদামের ইচ্ছা যে স্তনপান করানো কৃষ্ণকে ভোগ লেগে গেল, কিন্তু দেবকী দেবকী মাতা আছে, দেবকী মে এসে প্রেম নেই হোনে কে কারণ কৃষ্ণ দেবকী কা দুধ নেই পিয়া।
Or he is also remembering me that I told that he was hungry to take the milk of Mother Yashoda, but for Devaki, no hunger, because her love and affection was not like
Yashoda.
He can take anything very forcibly, quarreling from Madhu Mangal and Subal. Oh, if they are giving in mouth, he will open the mouth and he'll tell and eat it. But for you and for me,
আর উদাহরণ দিয়েছিলেন যে দিয়ে পত্নীগণের সেবা করার ইচ্ছা ছিল কিন্তু প্রতিবন্ধক ব্যাখ্যা করেছিলেন, লক্ষ্মীজির ইচ্ছা থি যা প্রতিবন্ধক উসকো ভি ব্যাখ্যা দিয়ে।
Also he is remembering me that I told Jagyapatni of Mathura, the wife of the
Brahmanas,
they wanted to serve, they had
desire,
but lacking something. But they have not come in gopi form. And that is why they have no that mood of gopis.
And there are no anugatya of gopis also.
They have not done anugatya of gopi. Also for Lakshmi, she wanted to serve Krishna. But she has no form of gopi. And he was a chaste lady. And he cannot give up chastity.
To marry with other go.
And she cannot serve any gopi or any go like has been. So Krishna refused. There are so many things. Say love and affection should be, but should be like high standard. Then he is telling, these are the symptoms of Vaidhi Bhakti up till now, Archan and everything. Whether is some love, a part of love is there, doing Archan, like what doing, and giving or some clothes and doing Archmana. What is this? Because our Guru Parampara has given a system of Archan, we are doing. And even Gurudev coming, whether Gurudev likes it or not, when he will come, it is very cold. But even they will bring a pot, so much water, and garland, though it is too cold. But
putting in the
refrigerator.
From refrigerator they will bring. And wash his what? And they will blow shankha. And fanning also. What is this? What is this to Gurudev? This is like Archan. But we should follow. We should follow. This is like a process. But really, a high class of devotee or disciple, he sees my Gurudev's mouth is somewhat dry. At once, he will not do Archan. First you should take this. He thinks that he wants to go to bathroom. First he will go. And if he wants, my Gurudev is tired, he wants to rest. He will make that. Tomorrow, he will declare that tomorrow, that this function will be done. Like in this way. So where there is love, affection, Krishna accept this. No love and affection, you should do ghanta, millions of hours. He will not come.
But still you must do.
But we should follow. Who should follow? Though has not so love and affection, they are in Vaidhi Bhakti. They should follow. But
Krishna accepted the breast of Bhutana even though her desire was to kill him with a poison. Can you explain?
No, he never accepted. They moved only what? She took the form of a mother and told, my boy, why you are here? I want to keep in my thought. And for this reason also, oh, he gave her a very high position, like motherlyhood he gave. Not in Vrindavan, but in Golok. So there are so many. Gaur. What?
Rai Ramananda.
She's.
Rai Ramananda is Vishakha, so close to Shri.
There is no Vishakha, no Lalita, but, no Krishna.
Okay, but the question
only
is,
there.
The question is, Navadvip is more complete and superior than Godavari or Jagannath Puri. So we know that Rai Ramananda is in Godavari and Jagannath Puri. How is he in a more complete form in Navadvip?
Oh, I've told so many times. And next day, if you will ask, we will try to solve. What is your?
When we're offering to Thakurji, like, I have no love, but we're trying to offer too, so we can accept.
Oh, by doing regularly and following the process, oh, Guru and Vaishnava and Krishna will be merciful to give you that kind of love.
But Krishna, he's accepting now, or no?
Your Guru is open.
It may be, it not, maybe it depends on the mood of devotees.
If we're asking no, Guru to offer, then he's.
But we should offer. And it may be that love and affection may come by this process. There is no other way for karmis and Kanishtha Adhikari. For Kanishtha Adhikari, Archan is essential to do. Whether he has love and affection. But only the thing, don't be like Bhrita Pujak.
Paid
worshipper. Understand?
Hired help.
Pujari with salary.
Yes.
Pujari with salary, don't accept.
Pujari and salary.
Salary?
Yes.
No salary.
And we are listening, offering seat, but we don't think that you are offering to go to deity. You think I am unqualified? Gurudev is doing all these things because he is near and dear to Krishna. I am assisting him only.
He has love for Krishna.
Why think you are here offering?
Yes.
Haribab. So tomorrow morning, Sri Pad Madhav Maharaj, his last day, he can do early morning class, so 7 o'clock class.
Why always and daily Madhav Maharaj? Why not? There are so many.
All of them.
Three times
class.
Madhav Maharaj, he requested he could give another class early. We all ask him also.
Yeah.
So Sri Pad Madhav Maharaj,
I want that also to have chance to speak.
But you know, I know for myself and a few others that after the 7 o'clock class, after the 10 o'clock class, after lunch prasadam, you are totally wiped out. And I just, there's a class at 3 o'clock and I'm, you know, several of us are too tired to go. And then we have to be fresh for Guru Day. So it becomes really difficult.
Then we have special.
You cannot chant even.
Also, then I tell you, tomorrow maybe we'll come with a different idea, more satisfactory. Sri Pad Madhav Maharaj will give class at 7 o'clock, and then it seems to be a successful formula. If we can get this many people only at the 10 o'clock class, the 7 o'clock class ends on time, then we'll ask the entire sannyasi vrinda, Ranya Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Bhakti Samaraj, to come, and again, all questions can be brought. Is it okay?
Yeah.
One thing is that for 5 days here, if you are constantly hearing Hari Katha, and you are lessening your chanting, no harm. When Sukadeva Goswami or any higher than us, and he's doing Hari Katha, we should hear. And we should, this gap should be fulfilled when you are not in these kinds of associations. Understand?
So, with the bodies, is that okay or not? So, that 10 o'clock class, we have the sannyasi vrinda come, and they can answer questions or even give Katha questions. Then we'll have lunch with Shadam and devotees can then have some time afterwards. But not then swimming in the lake and boating. Must be some some other use.
But also Shyamarani Nidhi, not just...
Well, actually, what we could do at 3 o'clock, then there's a very good idea. Shyamarani Nidhi had requested, many devotees had come to her. New devotees wanted to learn many things about the very basic things, meaning how to pronounce words, so many of the basic things. At 3 o'clock, Shyamarani Nidhi can meet with all those devotees, and also we can also benefit. I know for myself, and we can come at 3 o'clock, Shyamarani Nidhi can do. So how? Excellent.
And Shyamananda Prabhu is giving Madhurga lessons.
Also, definitely on Friday, we want to have, before Srila Gurudev leaves, Vrajanath Prabhu has spent also so much time traveling with Gurudev and so much service, and I know he has many wonderful instructions that he's received in the course of that service, and also being in Grihastha Ashram, very good example. So we want one day also the Vrajanath Prabhu can be here. Okay, also last thing, initiation. Those devotees have given their name to either Aranya Maharaj, Bhakti Samaraj, or Vrajanath.
And today, one initiation. Your daughter, she's here.
Stand up. Oh, you can declare tomorrow with others.
Yeah. What is her name? What's another name? You can call her Gurudev. Gurudev.
What is her name?
Sudamini. But she wants to change.
Sudamini.
You can call
Sudamini. She wants to change. Huh? She wants to change her name.
Oh, I will think and say. Tomorrow. Good name I will select.
So you take
his
name now?
Oh,
tomorrow is
Pandav
Nirjal,
tomorrow.
Huh?
Oh.
Tomorrow is
Nirjal
Ekadashi. Nirjal Ekadashi, tomorrow.
But if anyone cannot be tolerant Nirjala, they can take. No harm. Swamiji has given concession for Western countries devotees.
Should they cook in the kitchen tomorrow?
They will make something.
I cannot say. It depends on you, what you are. But for children, for nymphs, we should manage something.
There will be something.
But no care at all.
And if anyone wants to be Nirjala, they can do. For others, who cannot tolerate this, something should be managed in kitchen room.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thus ends the class on the 19th of June 2002 in the evening in Lake Washington, upstate New York. Hare Krishna.